So good morning, good day for some of you throughout the virtual world over here. As Gil said, if it's not simple, it's not Vipassana. And sometimes, you know, when we're learning about the five bundles and the seven factors of awakening and the all the different aspects, the Vedana, the mental states, it doesn't seem so simple. But at the time of the Buddha, he didn't have all those concepts. All he did was really pay attention to what's here. Just keep paying attention to what's here, opening to what's here. And by doing that, he was able to eventually see the rising and passing of everything, every little thing. And there was, and he awakened. You know, and I like to think of it as, you know, the path, he reverse engineered his awakening. So he, you know, helping us with these little pointers. So the practice is simple. We see clearly what's here. And when we do that, we see the objects of the mind, the physical sensations, the thoughts, emotions might arise, the processes of the mind, the hindrances, we may see the factors of awakening, strengthening, and we may notice creating ourself with these little five little bundles we have, we create. The creation of the self in those five different areas. And if we keep paying attention, we see all those objects arise and fall away. And the more clearly we see, the less and less complicated our experience is. So sometimes, you know, when the thought arises in a calm mind, you know, now what? Maybe some of you have met that thought. Now what, you know, and do a little bit less, not a little bit more. I grew up in a city where there wasn't a tree in our neighborhood, and so my contact with nature was the sky and the stars, which are pretty amazing too. But when I moved to a place where we had hiking trails, you know, I started to go walking with a friend of mine, and he was like fascinated by any living being, except for humans, not so much, but... and he knew the name of everything out there. And, you know, and I'd be walking by and he'd point to something on a tree, go, "Do you see that bird?" And, you know, I, of course, had not seen it. But once he pointed it out, I could not see it. And so, you know, all the little creatures, you know, that he made me aware of. And so I just kept going for hikes with him, you know. And eventually when I went by myself, you know, he pointed out so much that my natural vision just started picking up those things. And they just would flow into my mind. Oh, there it is. Oh, look at that. and in the same way, you know, I sort of see these four foundations that way. You know, reality is here, and you know, watching the body, the breath, and when we focus on each of the foundations, it says, "Look in this corner. Look at what you're missing." It's not that we're seeing anything different. And once we see it, we start seeing it, right? We're washing our hands. Oh, pleasant. That's pleasant. Taking the cold shower, maybe unpleasant. And we start noticing the details of that experience. Noticing if we're clinging to it or if we're not clinging to it. So it's just like a friend pointing out, oh, look over here. Just look over here. It doesn't matter what arises and passes away. So sometimes when things that we often see as the unwanted show up, the hindrances, the pain in the body, the contracted mind states, we tend to see them as, the tendency is to see them as something wrong, something to be fixed. But can we just see them as, oh, look at that strange bird flying by. Boy, it's kind of raucous and noisy. And, it's waking everybody up. But it's just fascinating, right? And so if we see those things that we normally see as the unpleasant, unwanted, with that eyes of, isn't that, wow, isn't that amazing? Yeah, again, Gil never told me the Pali word for wow, but I really like the translation he uses. When the defilements arise, and they do, because that's what we practice, because we haven't purified our defilements, and they're not pretty. They're not particularly, they're unpleasant usually, and we can contract around them. They become me or mine, my defilement, my impurity, mine. But if we just go, wow, that's amazing. Look at that jealousy, isn't that fascinating? Look at that aversion, that hatred, isn't that amazing? Not in praising it, but just seeing it. Look how it forms and look how it passes away. And that's the really amazing part. It just goes away all by itself. We don't have to do it. And, as we allow things to arise and pass away, we can let go even more. Even more, because when we become aware that there's nothing to let go of, there's nothing to do, and things arise and let go by themselves, and then the practice gets really simple. So here we are. And maybe closing our eyes if they're not closed. Knowing the body sitting here. Maybe allowing the attention to meander throughout the body. Knowing the body sensations. Feeling them. And relaxing anything that can be relaxed. Connecting intimately with the body. And within this body, sitting here, We might notice the movement of breathing. However, we experience that. And we can stay close to the sensations of breathing. Intimate with the breath. Allowing the breath and body sensations to remain in the foreground with a peripheral awareness, we can be aware of the spaciousness that's all around. And in this wide space, there can be an awareness of the arising and disappearing of any sensations, sensations of breathing, or any movement, any thoughts or feelings as they come and go. Any mental activities as they arise and pass away. This vast field of awareness. If agitation arises, no need to be disturbed by that. Awareness has room for it. It's just something that arises and passes away. Just a ripple in the field of awareness. Awareness has room for everything. Any wanting or not wanting, if that arises, it's not a problem. There's nothing to push away. You can just allow it to come and go, to free itself. It's just waves in the vast ocean of awareness. There's nothing to do. Nothing is needed. Just resting in awareness. Not clinging to anything in the world. As we see everything arising and passing away, we allow everything to do so. And we can let go even more as it becomes clear that there's nothing to let go of, nothing to do, that all things arise and let go of themselves. And the practice gets even simpler, not clinging to anything in the world.